This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's officially a Football Friday here in the G-Bag Nation. We got preseason action going down. This is exciting, dude. 25 hours from right now, Broadus and I will be handling the pregame duties for preseason game number one for your Dallas Cowboys. Saddle up, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get into the G-Bag Nation. Great to have you in. We have Lucius Alexander producing the program. We got Carter Freeman. We got Brian Broadus. I'm Eric Chiafalo. G-Bag Nation, Gavin Dawson is in Kansas City.
Kansas City.
Coaching him up.
Yep.
Got the soccer games going down. Got Walchuk on dad duty. Doing it big. Getting it done at a high level. And we got a Whataburger 75th anniversary party as well.
Yep.
I cannot wait for our top 10 list of the day. Coming up here in about 20 minutes. The best Whataburger items, according to me.
According to you.
And I had to call an audible before the show because we tried their brand new burger.
Yeah. So I wanted to ask you as we get through this list. And these are your items, right?
These are mine.
Do any of them have, okay, take a number four, like double cheeseburger, and then combine it with a number one to make it like a triple patty, number 12, something like that?
When it comes to my patty melt, I do note that I prefer an extra beef patty on there. So it's a triple meat beef patty. Someone's saying my mic is jacked. Is my mic jacked?
When you snatch it around his neck and you make it do what you want it to do, it kind of squeaks back a little bit.
Did I get a little handsy there at the start?
Pause.
A little rough with the mic.
My apologies on the...
Be gentle.
On the mic grab. I'm just so excited to be here on what is now. I mean, it's the unofficial start to football season.
It is.
It is the first Football Friday.
Yeah, we had some football going last night, right?
Yeah, we did.
Something like that.
How about
that Seattle Net Raider game. You can put that one up.
Yeah,
you can tuck
it's on.
That one
it's
in.
On. It's on TV right now.
Is that a snooze fest?
Yeah, you can tuck that one on in.
My early indication for Ashton Jeanty was like he wishes he's back in Boise. That crew.
Yeah. That Raiders offensive line was doing him no favors on his three carries yesterday that netted him -1 yard.
That's a shame.
That was tough sledding. I think the highlight from that game wasn't the highlight from that game. Beast mode.
Marshawn Lynch on the sideline with the cameras.
That was fantastic. Yeah. I didn't know he was. When did he?
Did
start
he elbow
doing that?
Somebody? Did somebody score a touchdown? Did he like kind of boat up on him?
Shiver.
Yeah, it sure did. Yeah, your mic is acting crazy. You might have to switch to this mic over here.
Oh no!
But what's going on up there? Everybody's like grabbing a camera. You got Ken Griffey. You got Marshawn.
Yeah.
Yeah,
is there a link to the athletes and the camera crew somehow?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I guess these guys are around the game for so often, and they see the photogs, and over time they might think, hey, this is kind of cool. Why not? Why not give it a shot? I'm beast mode. I could get a credential in a split second, especially when it comes to a Seattle game.
Yeah.
So get in there and get it done. I can't wait to see the results of his photos.
Man, somebody got a hum on it.
Man, all right.
I'm going to call Chris Ordat to come up here, the engineer.
You might have to
work on that one for a second, Paul.
Yeah,
hey, this one over here is all lit up. We're good for that one.
Well, that was my mistake. Okay. I was just trying to see which
Lucius,
one.
Lucius, like, being the a professional photographer that you are, how hard is that, though, for these pro guys to pick these things up?
It's going
to
take a while till you find a good eye, till you have your eye on a shot, so you know how to, you know, make a photograph happen.
Yeah, I was always like, I watched those guys, how it's funny when they take pictures, they shoot away and then come back. It's like, what, when you put your camera away and then come back to the shot,
are looking at the back of their camera to see what that shot looked like.
Okay. I always felt like that it was like they're looking and they do it to maybe like they were doing the white balance stuff,
yeah,
or maybe trying to see, get their eye right to make it. I don't know, but I'm always admire the people that can shoot pictures. I just love like old pictures, like old black and white pictures that people like, not even with like really good equipment. Like I was kind of complaining about the grainy 1967 pictures.
You were.
But there's some pictures that were done old school I really, really, really like, especially in sports.
It's nostalgic a little bit.
Yeah.
I love that. So were you? How much preseason action were you soaking in last night, Lucius?
Well, I had the WNBA on one television, okay, and then I had the NFL on another television, sitting back on the couch with the fan blowing on me.
I love it, dude. I love it. Did you stay long enough in one of those games to see the flying pleasure device get launched once again?
No, another one.
Yeah, bro. Another one.
Somebody's eating money out here, though.
Number four, bro.
What arena?
The fourth one got tossed. Let me confirm the arena. I think it was back in Chicago once again.
I tell you what,
I think they're double dipping down there in Chicago.
Chicago's security is not getting it done.
Dude, but okay, we talked about this yesterday. You can't bring a bag in there. So how are you getting that thing in?
Side of the leg. I just taped it on the side of the leg. Me, you pat me down, bro. That's you caught your boy, man.
How about just wearing?
I'm excited to be here, bro.
Wearing it in the front, just walk in, with it.
Just owning it.
Just walk in on the front. I mean, you could probably get away with that, huh?
Yeah, it's crazy times right now, dude. We are on.
So Chicago was like. Didn't we have arena, like it was some odds on which arena?
And colors, too.
Yeah, bro, you can bet on, I mean, you can really get in the mix on this.
So I need to know what color was it.
It was purple. First time we've got a purple one. Yeah, so the latest odds are posted, but there's lots of value right now on a white one to be the next one.
Oh.
and after last night's purple, cashed 4-1.
A white one, like white color or flesh colored white? What are we talking about?
I'm glad that you asked that. It says white / Caucasian.
Okay, all right. So yeah, no, I can see that happening.
It could be a little fleshy.
I'm thinking maybe the.
What do you guys think the over under is right now for the rest of the season of how many that we're going to get to? We're at 4 right now. What do you think the over under is set for the rest of the season?
This thing's going over 7.
Yeah, it's a thing now.
Okay, yeah. It's a thing. It's at 7. Over under's at 7. I'm hammering 7? The over on that.
I tell you what.
Because they're already trying to put the clamps on it, and it's still happening.
It's a thing.
Like when you get a prank going like this, these internet trollers, dude, all it takes is one. You got like 20,000 people in there, whatever. All it takes is one.
And
dude.
People are making money.
Yeah.
Like I said, I can go take that $300 charge you're going to give me.
Yeah.
And not go back to this arena for a WNBA game. Fine.
Yeah.
But I made $50,000.
Yeah.
You think they're choosing the color green, that day glow green, because to show up? Like on the court?
I think so. I would imagine that was, and now obviously they're going to the different colors, but yeah, they're looking generally the bright colors.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, they want it to pop.
They want it to pop on that floor. Oop. Pause.
It's a crazy time right now. Did you guys hear Michael Rapaport's thoughts on this?
I'm surprised he had some.
Are they coherent?
Do you think he's pro or is he anti?
He's pro.
Launching?
He's
you think
pro.
He's pro?
Yeah, he's pro.
Okay, we actually have the sound. So here in a moment, Lucius, we can tee that up and we can hear Michael Rapaport.
He sounds like he's probably happy the fans are doing this stuff.
In a time like this, when our country is just absolutely doing their most ridiculous things, you got to hear. For Michael Rapaport.
Almost. Hold on, bro.
So we will get to him. But yeah, that's what's happening right now. You also have Luka and the Slovenian team playing against Germany, and Luka's looking svelte. He's getting buckets. He's having himself a dandy old time. We'll get into a little bit more Luka stuff coming up in the 3:00, but we'll go ahead and
no, it's like it knows that I'm that everybody's waiting for me. It's like it knows
we got a buffer situation going on. But dude, how about the Eagles last night just rubbing it in everyone's faces? We're tush pushing, bro.
Yeah.
We'll get to, back to that in a second. Here is Michael Rapaport.
This is what we're doing now. We're throwing dildos at women during WNBA games. Jeez. You ever been hit in the head with a dildo? Whoa. Huh? It hurts. I have. I was hit in the head with a dildo. It was 1998. Okay. Matter of fact, I didn't want to go into the story. It's a little embarrassing, but I could tell you when I got hit in the head with a dildo, it hurt. Okay. It hurt. Those things sting. All right. It's not funny. It's not funny to be throwing. You're going to hurt one of these. You want to hurt Caitlin Clark, Paige Buchers? You want to hit her in the head with a dildo? Is that when it's going to stop? Is that when it's going to stop? When someone gets knocked out with a dildo in Madison Square Garden while they're shooting a three-point shot? Cut it out, okay? You might think it's funny. I have been hit in the head with a dildo, and it ain't funny, and it hurts. Cut it out.
What a wow. nut, bro.
He's pretty serious about that.
That's surprising for me.
What a nut. Yeah.
You know he's just being funny. That's all he's doing
it's
right
gotta
there.
Be.
But that it does feel like actually that because these things are pretty large. Well, yeah, I do imagine, and they're getting launched from like the nosebleed seats.
Yeah.
So it's coming with some velo.
I saw we were at Tiger Stadium there at LSU, and we were playing in against Florida State. The winner of the game got to go to the Orange Bowl. So every time there was a score, oranges came flying from the crowd. I saw an orange thrown from basically the second deck hit somebody in the face.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah, that kind of it. Yeah, when you're throwing stuff like that airborne down onto the field, the velocity, it knocked my guy back and onto the ground.
Oh my
God. I saw it happen. And I was like, holy geez, this is crazy. But yeah, I can imagine. You know, I think he's, in a way, I think he's not serious, but maybe he is serious.
I mean, he has a great point. It's just he's the worst guy to make it.
Yeah.
That's a great point, though.
Yeah. I was kind of confused. I thought he was going to take the approach of like,
this is
great. This is perfect for this basketball league. That's what they need more of. You know,
he's so concerned with somebody's safety. Yeah. And, you know, somebody got hit in the head with one of them joints and we got a report on it.
Yeah.
So it's day to day from this point on. She got hit in the head with a joint. Come on.
You got a mild concussion situation.
What would be the report?
I mean, mild concussion hit with a pleasure device.
Yeah.
I think that's what
Breaking
it was.
Breaking news, bro. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's going to be on the ESPN ticker. They're going to have whoever the WNBA insider is popping on and breaking this unfortunate
news. Who is the Shams of the WNBA? Do we have one of those?
That's a good question. I don't know that we have one of those.
Walt the Barber? Is he Walt the WNBA guy?
He's definitely. We should get Walt's thoughts on
Tovash
this, man.
Is the, yeah. Who's the insider for these things?
We might have to call an audible, and you can tell how much Rappaport's watching the WNBA with his Paige Buchers name drop right there. Yeah. But I think Walt would be the guy here locally to bring in and just get a, you know, check the temperature on what's going down.
Listen, you couldn't get away with this at a Wings game, could you?
Be a Wangs game.
No, a Wings game, and I'm saying this because aren't their crowds not as big as the other crowd? You can't do this in a smaller crowd, right? They're going to point you out right now, instantly.
Yeah. Well,
right?
I mean,
you're up there like 26 rows up and you stand up and throw, and there's not a lot of, I think a lot of these teams have big crowds. I don't know. Are we kind of a,
I don't know if we have the biggest crowd or not. I'm not really sure.
We're a crowdless team a little bit. We're struggling.
They're still playing over there at UTA, right?
Yeah.
The
general manager was on.
It could be so packed in there. You're still going to be seen.
Okay. I was just. To me, as
so you're right.
If you stand up and throw one, people would be like, it came from right there. If there was 2,300
seats. Look at the MLK photo over there.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
What
yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Right there.
Yeah. It was that room, 621. Right they got there. It right there. Yeah. But no, that's, I just wonder because to me, if I was going to do this, I'd make sure the arena was crowded.
Yeah, you want that thing to be a packed house.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what the getaway plan is for these folks necessarily.
Do you throw it from the entrance, like into the concourse. Did you stand like right by the?
Oh, and rip it through the tunnel,
and then just throw it and run.
Yeah, I guess that would be the coward's way to do it. If you're going to do it, man, you got to go.
Or stay
and crotch first.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. We have our top 10 list of the day and your G Bag of the Day champion replay. Of course, the G Bag of the Day new contenders goes down at 5:30 today. What you drinking? What you thinking? At 5:00, Eric Nadel, Jared Sandler, Todd Archer, just getting started here in the nation, and we're back with it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Top 10 list of the day. All right, let's get you the Wooly Bully top 10 list of the day, plus the G-Bag of the Day champion replay segment here in the nation, brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one has been hurt in a car wreck, call the Frankels first, 214-333-3333. Also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. Biggest L, biggest dub coming up at 2:40. 877-881-1053. What's your favorite Whataburger menu item? We'll get to that here in a second. But right now, it's time for Lucius to take center stage.
Little Pantera right there, bro. I was watching Pantera. The lead singer, he was on stage just ranting. Straight racist rants.
Oh, snap.
You can see the rest of the band like, oh, come on, fam.
They try and play louder.
Yeah. Come on, fam.
Drummers work a little more.
Come on. All right, this is day number four. Going for five today.
Wow.
Sean Sharif from the RJ and Choppy Show. Which one of those fools is Chop? Sean Sharif jumped the gun on Tolo Ernesto. Jumped the gun on him.
Live on Sean and RJ.
Yo, what's up, guys? First time calling, man. It feels good to finally talk to you guys. How you guys doing?
You feel good.
Doing well. Thanks for listening.
Feel good.
So here's my thing. You guys got to stop letting Steven off the hook, man. I mean, Steven and Jerry, you guys are going to need to realize all this could have been avoided. If you would have signed Dak 2 years ago, we wouldn't be in this situation. CeeDee Lamb a year before, we wouldn't be in this situation. You guys got to stop letting Jerry off the hook.
Do you listen? Do you listen to this radio station or show ever?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you sound like it. You sound ignorant. Like,
how?
Because we do it, dude. Are you kidding me? Every single. Did you hear G-Bag last week? Did you hear Gavin Dawson last week? Did you hear us with Jerry last year? Turn him down. Turn him down. I can't stand these tweets. And don't say you listen when you don't. You just expose yourself. I dealt with one listener over the weekend who kept saying, yeah, I wish you'd do this. Did you hear Clarence Hill tell Jerry Jones you're being disingenuous to his face? Come on now. Like, just admit you don't. I'd rather you admit you don't listen than lie. It's BS. Stop. It's ignorant. What?
I was just saying, he said he was talking about the listeners who had just called in.
What?
I said he said he was talking about the listeners who had just called in.
I thought he was talking to us.
No, he said he was talking to the toe.
Ernesto, are you talking about us or the listeners?
I'm talking about the listeners, dude. I'm not talking about you guys.
Put him down.
Sir. Way to go.
That's Jerry cutting Todd off. No, Todd, you're not going to ask your question.
Ernesto.
You stop talking.
I accept my nomination for G-Bag of the Day, week, month, and I apologize.
You know what's funny, Lucius?
Is it the whole damn thing?
Yeah. But I think Bobby was going to jump in there before Sean. If you play it, like, it, somebody was...
Like to rip his head off or
yeah,
disable him?
Yeah, I think so.
They confirmed this morning, Choppy also said, like, do you listen?
Okay.
At the same time,
because
was Choppy.
It was one of those things where, like, I heard Sean, and Sean was just so quick to it, but somebody else at the beginning that was like, and then Sean took off.
Yeah.
I thought it was Bobby that was going to – I thought it was Bobby, but I guess it was RJ.
I don't think Ernesto was very clear coming out of the gate.
He tried to, but they were already lit up.
Yeah.
He said, I'm talking about the Tolos, and he was already
– That's why this microphone was so messed up when I got in here this morning. This is Sean's mic. All right, there it is, your G-Bag of the Day champion. Wow, that's four looking for five today, 5:30. We will have a brand-new batch of nominees. Looking forward to that.
With no Dawson here, does that – automatically, if it doesn't win, does it go into the category? I think it does, doesn't it?
I mean, we could honorary that thing if we need to.
That's a
strong
challenger.
I think we have the jurisdiction.
That's the strong challenger to all the stuff I've done this year.
You've been running it up.
I have been running it up.
You've been really putting up some numbers this year, and I'm looking forward
AI
to
AI brought us this
G-Bag.
Like,
yeah, yeah, brought us.
AI brought us is incredible. We need some more of that. Bobby needs to get to work.
There was something the other day that I said.
Yeah, you were saying something yesterday.
Like, Bob, I was saying all kinds of things yesterday. Yeah.
All right, there it is. Biggest L, biggest dub coming up here in 15 minutes. But right now, let's get to the top 10 list of the day. Happy 75th anniversary of the greatness of Whataburger. And they brought a delicious little care package to the studio today. They did it this morning, and I had some FOMO. I was like, crap. Yeah. I guess the morning show is going to be the show that's getting the Whataburger goods. But they double-dipped. They swung back through around 1 o'clock today, and they fed us in a big way.
Yeah, Travis Hill and the crew, thank them so much for all that.
Did you guys know they had a Whataguy mascot?
No, I didn't know. I had no idea.
So cool meeting the mascot.
I didn't know it until I saw the guy peeling off the outfit down by the parking lot. I was like, oh, is this a... Oh, that's a bitch. It's a Whataburger guy.
Yeah, yeah, it's what a guy.
Yeah, I thought it was Mega Man at first. I was like, what's going on?
My man was a sweaty mess.
Hey, this
like,
time of year.
He was sitting on the tailgate of the car. Like, like he was at, what did you guys have him do? Like jump around?
Smoking a cigarette with the head, with the head off?
He was in trouble.
That's an all-time visual of a mascot, man, with the head off, like, ripping
like,
a heater on the
like
back
that,
of the tailgate.
That Coors Light
elbows on knees.
Yeah. Out of gas.
Out of it, bro.
The Coors Light commercial where the guy's sitting on the couch and another mascot walks in and he hands him a beer. That's what my guy looked like a little bit.
No, for sure, man. It was great. It was great to shake what a guy's hand and then eat the brand new burger that is going to make a big-time appearance on the top 10 list today. So we have the top 10 Whataburger menu items. These are my personal favorite items. So, I mean, I would love to go around the room. Obviously, would love to read some text here from the Tolos, 877-881-1053. Brought us, what's your go-to order?
Oh, I've always been real consistent. I love the number one
just
with cheese.
Just the number one.
I just like the number one with cheese.
Just one good patty.
Yeah, it's just the number one with cheese and then all the fixings, the onions, the lettuce, tomato, all that stuff.
Their mustard is so good, too.
A little mustard and a little mayonnaise on that thing. And a dab of ketchup, too.
Lucius, do you have, like, two different ones at, like, the post-11 p.m. and the pre-11
p.m.? If you can catch that 11 to 11 window, you really hit a nice spot with Whataburger because you can get the taquitos.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Yeah,
with the sausage and cheese. Yeah. Extra hash browns. Get two of them, boys. Yeah. Man, come on.
Yeah, those hash brown sticks go crazy.
And you think about it, sometimes on like a Sunday morning or a Saturday morning, you think, I'm going to get up and get that damn thing. But you just don't have the gusto.
Yeah, yeah, you don't have it in you.
You don't have it.
You get there at like 11:15.
Exactly what I'm talking about.
You're like, son of a gun.
Don't have it.
I guess I'll just get my favorite cheeseburger then. Okay, 877-881-1053, outside looking in. My honorable mention is going to be that Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sando. This one's pretty good. I don't know how many times you guys have had this. When they first released it, I was really getting after it in a big way. That was when I was back at UNT, and I was just hitting that drive through on a regular basis, especially when you throw that thing on the Texas toast.
Yeah.
That's the other thing that you can do with any of those burgers. I mean, you can. You should be like, throw that thing on Texas toast. Let's get this thing done. So that's going to be my outside looking in. Let's see here. We have... Okay, Carter has sent me. Shout out to Carter here. Carter's going.
He's a real Whataburger guy, bro.
Oh, he is.
Like real life. He goes there every Friday. It's his thing.
Yeah.
It's his tradition.
It is a tradition. He sits in there all by himself and just soaks it up.
Whataburger gear.
Yeah.
Maybe he could be the mascot guy.
He might need
a backup.
I think Carter would prance
around.
My guy
was gassed. I don't know what you guys were doing to this guy. He was
doing some jumping jacks and stuff. He was putting on a show.
Was he juggling and stuff?
He was juggling the burgers, catching fries in his mouth.
The elevator was down. They made him walk up the steps.
Have you had to do that? Remember when the power went out?
I sure have.
God, I got to about 6. I thought it was over. I had to take a knee. I was just like, gosh, this is too much.
Oh, yeah, dude, you got to take a couple of halftime breaks.
Go on without me.
Just go save yourselves. Save yourselves.
I'll detonate the bomb. We'll be okay. We'll save the world.
Carter's going with the honey barbecue chicken strip sandwich. He does note that the Buffalo Ranch chicken strip sandwich is in his top 5. So I know there's plenty of people that go there for the chicken items, which is what's fantastic because Whataburger has such a wide variety menu.
I would be interested. From Carter's perspective, what makes their chicken strips better than anyone else's chicken strips?
Yeah, I think there's a tenderness, but then you get the initial crunch. I mean, they do a good job with the crunch.
Are they overly breaded? Or are they underbreaded? Where are they? How are they?
I think there's plenty of breading. I will say that.
See, if you have a chicken strip sandwich and they're heavily breaded with more bread, that's a gut bomb right there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I hammered home 15 of those things a few weeks ago with KNC.
But with bread?
It was breaded chicken tendies.
No, like the bread, like a sandwich.
Oh, you mean with the toast?
Yeah, if you're eating it with the toast and it's like heavily breaded, whoa, that's hard.
Sometimes you got to carb load, man. That's what you got to do.
Yeah.
Okay, we're getting a lot of love for the honey butter chicken biscuit, which is truly amazing. Everybody's trying to duplicate it now. I mean, you go to these different places and you see they're trying to come up with their own honey butter, but no one does it quite like Whataburger. Chop House Cheddar Burger coming in pretty hot. Let's see, you got the sweet and spicy bacon burger. And, of course, you just got your run-of-the-mill Whataburger, the same way that Broadus just mentioned it. Patty melt as well. Yeah, that's going to be high on my list. So I got the Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich on the outside looking in at 10. That Pico de Gallo Burger, they brought that up to us a while back. And I thought that was really dang tasty.
Nice flavor.
Yeah, a lot of good flavors.
You got to have
different kind of profile
fresh,
than your usual.
Fresh vegetables is important for that, man. Sometimes you get it a little bit too much acid in that stuff, but man, if they're fresh vegetables, it makes it work.
I might be offensive here to some. Lucius, pardon me, but I got the onion rings at 9.
No, okay.
I mean, they're on the list.
They're really, really good, man.
Oh, they're fantastic
onion rings.
Lucius, I'm telling you what, Jake's has some good onion rings.
Nice, crispy.
I know we're talking about Whataburger, but man, yesterday I had some Jake's onion rings.
Oh, did you with the turkey burger?
I tried to be like, oh, I'll have the turkey burger, and then I have the onion rings. Yeah, and then have onion rings with it.
Yeah, that's why I love when people get like the crispy.
I got to try onion rings. I always have to try onion rings.
Yeah, they're really good, man.
Yeah, they're awesome.
You can have fries.
Sometimes they can get too chunky.
Yeah.
Fries, too big.
Where the onion is too much onion,
it's
you
just
mean?
Too much onion. You didn't fry it. I'm like, I'm eating an onion, dog.
Yeah. These were perfectly done. The crispest to them. It doesn't, you know, it was like, it wasn't falling apart and all that. The bite, you could get the consistent bite of it. But I could say, I think fries nowadays, I don't think people care enough about their fries. And I'm talking about restaurants.
They're half-assing them?
Yeah, I think people are like, okay, let's just throw them in. Like, they're, okay, here's your side. You know, here's a side of fries. I mean, if you're a restaurant, have some pride in your fries, that they're not like a bag of, you know what, throwing them in there. You know, you're just, oh, let's just scoop them out and give them to, oh, man.
Yeah.
Help the meal a little bit with some.
And restaurant style fries used to be the fries.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You get the little bag and you can put it in your oven or whatever. Right. You can fry them at the house, restaurant style.
Yeah.
Seasoned.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do like a garlic rosemary kind of French fry. Deal that
what
you
makes
get
those
it.
Tacos so good? Is it the Parmesan that makes those taco things you like?
Oh,
so
at Spencer McKenzie's in Oxnard.
Yeah,
yeah.
Is it the Parmesan that makes it? It's
the
like
Parmesan encrusted.
It's baked on the shell.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
It's really amazing.
All right.
Lucius, what are you dipping the onion rings in? Is that a spicy ketchup deal? You going with the ranch?
Ketchup. Sure. Yeah. Just ketchup.
I got the fries sitting there at 8. Sweet and spicy bacon burger is going to be at 7 for me.
Well,
it's a really good burger. It is. And my wife always gets it, so I know I don't have to order it because she'll only eat about half of it, and then I'll come back and crush the rest.
You order too much food for your kids knowing you're going to eat it?
Yeah. I mean, not intentionally, but I just know it's going to happen. Yeah. I know they're going to leave some extra stuff there, and I'm going to go ahead and clean that up. Yeah. Honey butter chicken biscuit, I got it six.
That's a morning deal?
That is a morning deal, or from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. you can get that.
Okay. Overnight.
Yeah.
Taquitos is the call if you're going overnight.
Yeah, the taquito and the honey butter chicken biscuit are the two that you get. Now, the sausage, egg, and cheese taquito, I go double sausage on that.
I like that, bro.
Sausage and bacon. You have to do the sausage and bacon combo on that because you can do that. Yeah. You can do that.
They will?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I got that at number five.
Eric be busting that menu open, bro.
I really do.
Be busting that menu
open. They always
open.
Talk about like the secret.
Hey, bust that burger down for your boy. Put four slabs on there, please.
I'm telling you, Lucius, he could take the number. He could take a number six and like, okay, give me the one and the six, and then combine them to make a burger out
I was
of
at my most bloated whenever I worked the overnight shift here at the station some years ago, and then I would get off at like 5:15 in the morning, and I would buzz over to the Whataburger every single time. And I would get probably a triple burger, a taquito, maybe two, and fries.
Would you sit in the parking lot?
Yeah. I'm a parking lot eater, dude. I'll buzz through the drive-through and then just park it right there.
Yeah.
And get it done. I'm not wasting any time. Okay, so I got the taquito sitting there at five. I got the double meat, just your run-of-the-mill double meat with everything on it.
Okay.
Sitting there at four.
I got a double meat old-fashioned.
Yeah, yeah.
Got everything on it, yeah.
At three, triple meat, triple cheese, plain and dry. Go plain and dry on that.
Yeah.
And there's something about the way the cheese melts with the beef patty that is just fantastic. And I'm a vegetables, lettuce, tomato, pickle, onion, mustard, stuff like that. But man,
with the triple something patty, about is that plain too and dry. Much? Is it too much? Is it too? It slides.
It gets it can get a little messy on you. Yeah, it's a little bit cleaner when you just go plain and dry on that. At two, going with the patty melt. And that's going to have an extra patty on it for me personally. But the patty melt is just
Texas
amazing.
Texas toast, right?
I think they got a special new iteration of the patty melt that's going to be coming out at some point.
Is grilled onions on that thing?
Yeah. But number one, and this was not something I woke up this morning and knew was even going to be on my list.
You had this today?
I had this burger today. It is the new one seed for Whataburgers. Lucius, I would love to get your review on this as well. The Bacon Wrangler Double. It's their newest, hottest item. They brought it up here today. Yeah. Shout out to Travis and the crew. What a guy.
Yeah.
Just rocked my socks off. You have you got the fried onion strings on there. Okay. You got the chipotle aioli. And then it's got the pickles. And then, of course, the meat and the cheese. Wow. I mean, it is, and the bacon.
Oh yeah,
it's the best burger I've ever had there. It completely blew me away.
It is. I thought those were pickles. I thought those were jalapenos.
See, you could do that.
It had a little zip to it, I thought.
Yeah, well, that aioli.
That's what I think got it.
It does have a little kick to it, but the flavor is just other freaking worldly. Yeah. Got the A1 Thick and Hearty Burger coming in pretty hot. That's a discontinued item, but that was really good.
Back in the day.
Dr. Pepper Shake, the B.O.B., little breakfast on a bun action. Mm. That's really good as well if you're going for
That fried egg thing, right?
Yeah, you got
I
the
would
egg.
Not get that.
You got the sausage. Yeah. It is really dang fantastic. But how good was that burger, though? Lucius,
I'm not mad at it, man. I'm not big on specialty burgers or whatnot. I keep it classic. Bacon cheeseburger, that's about it. But I wasn't mad at it. I had a few bites. Went deep with it.
You can mess
wasn't
up.
Wasn't disappointed.
Yeah, you can mess up that burger if you put bacon on it because the bacon's too rubbery.
See, that's what I loved about this one.
This could be a problem.
It was like a good crunch on the bacon.
Yeah, you got to have some crunch.
Yeah, because that's where you get that. You talk about half-ass fries. Yeah. The fast food bacon at a lot of places, it's just, I mean, what are we
if
doing?
If it's rubbery, it's chewy, it's hard to get through the sandwich. No.
I might be, you know, being a little bit knee-jerk, prisoner of the moment. I've only had it once.
Definitely.
Okay, but that thing skyrocketed for me, bro. That's a guaranteed top five. And
it's got
today,
some heft to it,
as
too.
As it stands today.
Yeah, it's a heavy burger.
It is a heavy burger.
That's going to be my number one. Hatch Green Chili Burger.
That's not bad at all.
A lot of people texting that in as well, saying that should have been on the list. Monterey Melt. All that kind of stuff. Fantastic. There it is. Happy 75th birthday to Whataburger today. All right. Biggest L, biggest dub, 877-881-1053. That's next right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, thank you, Lucius. 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? Here's British Ian. Took an L today as I spent the morning at Discount Tire. Got a nail in my wife's tire. And so that was a 2.5 hour, way too expensive extravaganza this morning. There's the car stuff is just out of this world.
Yeah,
it's out of,
did you get the insurance? So you have to worry about it next time?
Yeah, I did. I did. Unfortunately, I had two. Last year, I got two new Discount Tires on the van, but I was like, I'm not going the full gusto on this. I'll circle back at a later date. And today was that day. And unfortunately, the nail was in the tire of one of the unwarrantied non-Discount Tire tires. So that's
brutal.
That's kind of the way it goes. But yeah, that was.
Are you sure? Can you check again?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm
like,
sure.
This has to be one of the ones that are under warranty, bro. Please. Yeah, I can't get over how expensive tires are.
Yeah.
I don't know. They must be making money hand over fist.
I thought about doing a thing where you can buy them off like Amazon. I heard they're a little bit cheaper. And put them on yourself or have, you know, somebody else put it on for the labor or whatnot.
Yeah.
Instead of going to someone local.
That's not a bad idea.
That's what I heard. That's what I heard works. I've never done it, really.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I would need to know. I mean, I guess putting on the tire, that's actually one of the few things I could do, I guess. I've had to change a tire before. You know, when you're in the comfy environment of, like, your own driveway and you're not on the shoulder of a highway.
Yeah,
you feel a little bit more comfortable doing that.
You just got to have the right tools, man, because you got to take it off the rim, put it back on there, make sure everything is balanced and whatnot.
Yeah,
you
know? Like,
I'm always worried about the car falling off the jack.
Yeah, you got to have one of those like industrial sort of jacks. Yeah. You can't have one of the twisty.
Yeah, the twisty thing is a disaster.
That's a
hydraulic
total joke.
Jack.
Yeah, bro, get that car up in no time. So yeah, there's my L for the week. Of course, the dub is getting that fantastic double bacon Wrangler burger from Whataburger. I'll be thinking about that all weekend. 817, biggest L, had to work today on my day off. That is a bummer when you think you have the day off and then boom, you don't. Victory, though, he says the wife was out of town for a few days, and so it was a nag-free few days. That's fantastic. Yeah, when you get a little bit of quiet time, man, a little bit of quiet time, a little bit of solace. Nothing like that.
No, so I wake up early in the morning and go poo. Close that door. Leave me alone, man. I'm in there for like 2.5 hours.
Yeah, the morning time is the only way. It's just wake up earlier than everyone in the house, and that's how you can get some that's how you can get some alone time. Now you have, how about the Howard Stern show? I mean, I guess Howard Stern fans taking an L. I'm seeing conflicting reports because he's saying like, no, I'm going to be back and everything's fine. But we're also seeing that SiriusXM is yanking him off the air. So I don't know what to believe here, but I would assume that's going to be frustrating to a lot of people.
I mean, I can understand them if they did not want to renew his contract, because I listen to SiriusXM and I listen to his show when he is there, when he is finally there, because he takes so many days off. Yeah. It's awful.
The show is?
It's a terrible product at this point. And I say that respectfully because he is a, you know, a god in radio. He's done his thing, but is a terrible product, man. He leans on these characters way too much. And these characters are not interesting unless he, you know, probes the interesting stuff out of them. Sure. But he's not even doing that.
I just kind of feel like him and Robin are a little tired.
That might be
you know,
bro.
Man,
I mean,
like,
they've been doing it for forever. Yeah, he's made so much money. Why does he even want to do it if he's just half-assing?
He's a germaphobe, too. You know, he can't handle being around people. So his interviewing skills, though, are
they're good.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, they're really,
they really
good.
Are. That's the reason. But you're right. He, you know, he's got this loyal group of people, and they're all kind of, you know, they're just hanging in there with him. And it's more shows about, like, the
old shows.
It's like, what did Howard say today?
Yeah, it's awful. Yeah,
you know,
it's
and it's and it's like, what? Why are you doing this? But you're right. He really doesn't want to work anymore.
And, you know, does SiriusXM need him at this point? He's already helped build that castle, which it is.
Not for the amount of money.
It's already floating. Yeah. Yeah. And they are paid him so much money. Look how much money that man makes a year, bro. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Isn't it like $100 million or something crazy like that?
It's like 50.
And he's he's working like a couple times a week.
Is he a Monday through Wednesday guy now, Lucius? Is that what we're doing on Howard Stern?
Yeah, Monday through Wednesday when he is there. There's so many days off, he's never there.
Yeah.
It's always a replay of something that happened a long time ago.
I kind of feel like that he would, you know, that he really doesn't really care. Seriously. I mean, like, hey, you want to move on from me? Great. And he'll, like, you know, he'll have one final show and they'll say goodbye and that kind of thing. But he'll just go to the Hamptons, and he'll be okay with that. He'll just be away from people and won't have to worry about it.
And he stays away from topics. Like, get to the topics, man. We want to hear what you have to say about things, you know. Give an opinion on something. He has no opinions on anything.
Yeah.
He's just dancing around.
Well, I think he got beat down by that, too. I think that, you know, used to be, like, this guy that would fight you on everything.
Yeah.
To, like, I think, like, the political side of things have kind of beaten him down.
Yeah, he doesn't talk about anything.
This does not want to, he doesn't want to do any of that anymore.
Well, there was an L for passengers who were on a cruise ship.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
You say the word cruise ship, it is like just penciling disaster.
Another one,
yeah.
Well, this is one where they have like a big water slide, and apparently there was like one of the panels just shattered, and at least one person was hurt.
Oh, wow.
So
panel and water fell on
and it
people
was like
below?
Towards the top of the slide as well. So that thing comes crashing down. Someone gets
larger
gets
gentleman.
Popped.
Is that what happened? Did a larger gentleman lean on the panel and it just snapped?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it was just over time.
Like
you get that
like
many
me?
People riding on it.
Oh, I thought maybe it was.
It wasn't necessarily while someone was riding it.
A side panel. And, like, you know, big guy like me pushes on the side panel and it just snaps.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of mileage, I would imagine, on that particular slide. It got busted up. Somebody got hurt. That's a problem. You also have an L from a girl. I mean,
they're going to get paid, by the way. That person that got hurt, hope they're okay, but they about to get a ch-ch-ching.
Yeah. It's going to be a fat check.
One of those ships are going to be named after them.
Charles.
Yeah.
Headline reads, I had the worst diarrhea ever on a plane. Mm-mm. They had to land and cancel the flight.
Mm-mm.
That's what the headline reads. That's from the New York Post.
That's a ball sack.
That's an all-time L right there. Can you even fathom the embarrassment?
I saw a clip where people, like, evidently the sound got through, like, while they were flying. They could hear the person in there.
Mm-mm.
And, like, everybody was filming it. And then they walked out. The guy, we had to kind of
the walk of shame.
Everybody was looking at him like, bro, you really just tore it up.
Can't believe you just did what you did there.
Yeah.
That's awful.
Oh!
Oh, good for you.
214 L for the week. I'm a teacher in Dallas and had to go back to school. Yeah. It is that time. I'm surprised. It feels like it popped up on us a little bit early. Kids going back early.
I think Plano, I know Michelle, they start back. She's doing in-service right now, and they start back Tuesday is when they're rolling.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. 303 found out I'm getting promoted to a better position on September 1st.
There you go.
That's fantastic. He's a little impatient, so he says the L is just simply having to wait till September for that lovely promotion. 325, biggest L today. I took an L because the Wi-Fi connection went out. Fortunately, the Wi-Fi repair technician will be here tomorrow. Additionally, I had my first experience with jury duty. Biggest dub, I got a three-day weekend to do absolutely nothing.
The jury duty thing. I told them I worked on the radio, and they said, you can leave.
See, that's a...
They thought maybe I was like on Fox or CNN, you know, that I was going to be really... give it like a big opinion.
KRLD on the AM side.
Yes, death penalty. Yes, they thought I was going to be one of those guys. Hey,
the people need their Krusty's Corner, man. Yeah. And even the courts know that.
Yeah.
817, biggest dub, getting good feedback from Gavin Spittle at Fan Phenom last night. Biggest L, not going in with an actual idea that I had. That's from Chris. Chris, I remember you did a great job last night, Fan Phenom. It was good, man.
Were there several that you felt like?
Yeah, there was a handful for sure. Handful with like really solid,
potential. Do you encourage people to come back to the next one?
Every single time.
Or is there anybody who should rest on what they did?
You don't
have to name a name, but were there a couple that you felt like, or one specific, and I'm not asking names or how it went, but did you feel like that this guy or gal, I think, do we have a couple of gals that did this?
We had, there was one lady. Yeah, you met her.
She popped in. Yeah.
She did good. I mean, it was just funny how many people showed up and it was like, I don't know what you want to talk about. What are you going to talk about? I don't know what we're going to talk about.
Oh, they showed up.
Plan. You got to have a plan, man.
Thank you.
Whatever you're passionate about, go in there and talk about it. Tell Eric about it.
Dude, so you got 3 minutes to just let me have it.
So you did 4.5 hours of radio and then had to come up with topics for people?
Well, for a couple of them, you know. But I think that was a big takeaway.
Was everybody drunk?
Big takeaway for most of them. Maybe one guy was hammered, but he was incredible.
Was the guy in the chair?
Oh my gosh. This dude was like 55 years old, and he loves him some Brett Boone. He loves him some Bruce Bochy. And this dude, I mean, he must have got 7 minutes because there was no stopping him.
Oh really?
He was dominant.
How did the folks JC? How did the folks from Jake's? I saw some Jake's.
Couple of Jake's folks did. Yeah, the last dude of the night was like a 22-year-old kid who was working in the kitchen. He was like, "I'll give it a shot."
Yeah.
He knows ball. I'll tell you that.
All right.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, man. You got three more opportunities for Fan Phenom. Hopefully, we'll get the sound because Fred Davis was there and his high school age son was in the mix, and he hopped on with Fred to do it. And like 45 seconds in, he got so ticked off, he just threw his headset off. He was like, "Dad, I don't want to do this." And I think we have the sound for it. We have that crash out sound. So we're going to have to play that at some point before the show's over. All right. It is the G-Bag Nation on a Friday. Luka Doncic playing basketball today, and he's also talking a lot of smack. That's next year in the Nation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.